This week in politics, one of our local governors has a re-election just days away, but he isn't the one campaigning, even though he was snubbed by the New York Times. But Chris Christie is doing the opposite, getting ready for 2016. WNYC's Andrea Bernstein and David Lewis and New Jersey Public Radio's Nancy Solomon break it all down.
Good morning, David. Nancy?
Good morning.
Good morning, Andrea.
Kind of big-ish news in the governor's campaign this week. The New York Times, which always likes to make endorsements, chose not to endorse Cuomo for re-election, even though they agree with him on things like gay rights, gay marriage, and gun control.
And they also chose not to endorse his main primary opponent, Zephyr Teachout. But it was really interesting week in the governor's race because it appears like her campaign got a boost on a number of fronts, including that one. I mean, even though they didn't endorse her, it brought a lot of attention to her campaign. And, of course, her running mate for lieutenant governor now, everybody's the Democratic establishment is worried that he's going to win that race and be on the same ticket as Cuomo. And, of course, he's vowed, I'm not going to obey the governor's orders if I win. So it's shaping up to be a pretty interesting week or two in the run-up to the primary.
I think it could be interesting. Could be that Cuomo, that the Teachout Woo ticket or some piece of it really eats into his margin, which ends up looking bad and not going according to his script. And the fact that they actually did not endorse his supported candidate for lieutenant governor, but supported the other guy is pretty major. They just outright rejected who he chose for lieutenant governor.
Kathy Hochul, the former congresswoman from upstate New York, who has a fairly conservative voting record.
Cuomo has not had a campaign event, a stumping event per se, since May. And what his campaign says is, no, he's just been governing the state. This is a rather startling case. Even Governor Pataki, when he was coasting to re-election after his first term, used to go around the state and ask people to vote for him.
It really is striking. And even his appearances as his official appearances as governor, he has not been seen in the city. It feels like months, except for the one event he held at the airport before they boarded the plane to Israel. He has had some events in
Israel.
Yeah, he has had some events in Buffalo too. So Buffalo and Israel, but he hasn't faced the New York press corps. Really, it feels like at least a month and a half.
Chris Christie is exactly doing the opposite. He is campaigning all the time. He's only in the state a couple days a week. And when he's in the state, he's on the boardwalk talking to people, kissing babies, toasting beers, arms around. And then he's traveling all around the country, stumping for Republican governors on behalf of the RGA. And it looks like he's at home governing if you follow him on Twitter or Facebook or read the news, because his PR people, his press people are masters at this. He's got his social media person is tweeting out like all day long tweets about life at the Jersey Shore. It looks like it's coming from Christie with photos of the boardwalk while he's, in Ohio or Iowa or Illinois. So, and that's why.
And meantime, the Republican Governors Association, which he chairs, is actually paying a campaign-ish team of his aides before his campaign begins. And he seems to be moving full steam ahead. I mean, no matter what prosecutors may think or Democratic legislators, he's acting like a potential candidate. In a way, I think he got a boost from the fact that Rick Perry was indicted this week, the governor of Texas, also a potential candidate. Because it becomes, in Republican primary voters' minds, I think, confusing. There's all these three guys. The other one is Scott Walker of Wisconsin. They all want to run for president. And they're all saying, oh, it's just these partisan prosecutors that are after us. There's nothing to this.
Yeah, I don't think Christie really benefits too much from Rick Perry's problems. Because I think it just calls attention to, it becomes the subclause of every sentence, and Christie is also under investigation for Bridgegate. And I don't think he wants that. I don't think he wants Republicans you know, any dirty laundry, any problems being carted out, even with his competitors.
It does seem to me, though, that Christie seems to be pushing the investigation behind him. He's certainly talking a lot more openly now about his national profile and the way voters around the rest of the country are acting to him in a way that he wasn't talking earlier.
It also couldn't hurt to have a few other potential candidates muddled up in legal problems when you go to Iowa.
Well, yeah.
Thank you so much, Nancy, David. You can follow us on Twitter at NancySolomon2, at DLLewis7, and at AndreaWNYC. Enjoy this gorgeous Labor Day weekend.
Thanks, Andrea.
Thanks, Andrea.